Loving, obedient, trusting, thankful prayer. I delight to do thy will, O my God. Psalm 40, verse 8. Much of Scripture is devoted to intercession and prayer, the throne ministry of God. Simple, dynamic, power-packed instructions to help us withstand in the evil day. This is so that God's plans will be fulfilled in His way, in His time, and for His glory. And God's perfect plan always results in the best outcome for all of His children. We are part of God's throne ministry of prayer, and we are exhorted to be diligent, be watchful, be thankful, be faithful, be obedient, and trust the Lord. Much of Christ's life exemplified how the man of God should live and pray. Christ's life demonstrated an unfailing, trusting obedience to the Heavenly Father. A simple, uncompromising trust in the Father that did only what the Father did. A life that remained in continuous and ongoing fellowship with the Father. A life that is in love with the Father. A heart that prays, "Thy will be done." A life that translated into unceasing, persevering, grateful, obedient, trusting prayer. Christ's life reflected a life of continuous, gracious, thankful, trusting communion. Thanksgiving is not always a sentiment accompanying a life of trial and difficulties. Praise and worship is not the first behaviour displayed in times of desperate need. Grateful thanks are hardly an emotion we adopt when we are in deep pain or trouble. Yet mixed with diligence and obedience, thanks and praise is a highly potent weapon, as exemplified in the life of many saints of God, and even proved in my own, as evidenced in a number of passages in the pages of Scripture, and beautifully demonstrated in the life of the Lord Jesus Christ himself. As the armies of Hezekiah began to praise, it was then that the enemy was routed. As Gideon's army was reduced down to the impossible, it was then the Lord worked. Despite a hopeless and shocking situation looming ahead, Habakkuk praised God. And we are called on to be trusting, obedient, thankful people of prayer and praise. Hezekiah, Gideon, and Habakkuk all trusted the Lord for their salvation. Like so many other examples in Scripture, they obediently hoped in the Lord. They all responded in prayer, praise, and trusting faith, knowing God is faithful. Gideon was obedient. Hezekiah demonstrated trust, and Habakkuk displayed love. All these men, along with so many other examples in Scripture, simply trusted God. Jesus himself is the best example of simple trust, deep love, and unfailing obedience. Christ displayed these virtues in his deep travail in the Garden of Gethsemane. No life is a better illustration of man's ceaseless, purposeful, thankful intercession. In the garden, his thoughts flew to Abba, Father, his close relational bond, a fellowship to which we can aspire, one achievable in the power of the Spirit. It was in the place of deepest pain that he prayed, "Not my will, but thine be done." An unachievable prayer when our will takes precedent over thy will, but an achievable plea in the heart of a man in love with the Father. Lord, here am I. Use me to carry out your will in my life. Thy will be done. Oh, such is a prayer that all God's children can pray when His will is central. But it can only be uttered by a continuing, persevering, thankful, obedient heart. I delight to do thy will, were the words that fell from Christ's lips. I desire, I am grateful, I am thankful, I am well pleased to do thy will. Thy will, not mine, be done, should be our cry. Not my will, but thine be done. Such words can only fall from the one living in undivided fellowship. Such an utterance can only be made when walking in spirit and truth. Such a prayer can only be prayed when being led and guided by the Holy Spirit. Herein lies the spirit of a true Son, demonstrated by the Spirit of the Son of God. Oh, it was Christ's delight, Christ's joy, Christ's food to do his Father's will. Power is added to prayer when, no matter what, we delight to do his will. And praying with thanksgiving has a deeper meaning than expressed on the surface. Intercession with thanks is more than being grateful for blessings received. It is being thankful despite our situation. It is being thankful in our situation. It is knowing that God is using our situation to fulfill his wider will and plan. It is knowing that God is using your life to help achieve his eternal purpose. Oh, I'm quite sure that Christ did not delight to go to the cross and all that it entailed, for he prayed, "If it be thy will, take this cup from me." But for the joy that was before him, Christ obediently went to the cross. Christ's purpose was the redemption of mankind. It was God's will. His reward was us. Christ went to the cross for love of his church. But he died primarily for love of God, for his delight was to do the Father's will. The power behind loving, obedient, thanksgiving, watchful, thankful, trusting prayer is a heart that has learned in measure and is continuing to learn to the full, that no matter what circumstances or trials we face, all things work together for good. And that means God's good. All things in the life of the believer are working together for God's good and for God's end. All things are working God's way to them that love their Lord, to those who are the called according to his purpose. Often we apply this verse, and rightly so, to things that are happening now. Oh, so often we apply this verse when we are going through difficulties in our life. Oh, but there is a much wider and fuller application than the here and now. There's so much more when seen in the context of God's whole will and purpose. For in the eternal plan of God's purpose, it is his end to which we are all moving. It is his eternal plan and purpose to bring all things together in one, in Christ. And this is ultimately for our eternal joy and benefit. God's perfect plan always results in the best outcome for all of his children. Today, as for the Lord Jesus, we live the life of sorrow and suffering. And tomorrow we will be part of an eternity of blessing and bliss with Christ. Your situation may not be what you would choose it to be, in all things, but it's a matter of obediently trusting God in all things, and just loving to do his will. For his will is best, even better than yours or mine. We are exhorted to continue in prayer, to watch in the same, to pray with thanksgiving, to be diligent, watchful, thankful, faithful, obedient, and trusting. Let us continue in loving, obedient, unceasing, persevering, grateful prayer as we wait to hear his call to his church to come up here. Even so, come, Lord Jesus.